Okay, so look, yeah, if you like it here, yeah, because I mean, it is different. It is a little bit more difficult, yeah, to stay here. We focus, we really focus on practicing, yeah. If you like practicing, yeah, and if you like it here, you know, I mean, we can think about your ordination, yeah. I mean, you spent too much, many years, you know, wasting time in, yeah. But, you know, I'm in seminary, yeah. It is okay. Yeah. Yeah? Don't waste your time here, yeah, Meiji, huh? Ah, these problems in our heart, you know, poop, 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 boil up, boil up, boil up, boil up, yeah? Huh? And what do? We throw it on others. Huh? I can get really, you know, I can really get, you know, when this morning I heard something, you know, it's not my task, it's his task, you know, then I can get really Fuchs Teufelswild, yeah, the translation, the literal translation is, you know, fox, devil, wild, and in other words, you know, I'm probably in English, you know, I really get pissed, yeah. When I hear this, this is not my task. This is the task of somebody else. This is, I don't know what to say, you know, I really get angry, you know, when I hear this. Yeah? We are here as a community, you know, if I see something, then I do it. No matter whose task it is. Yeah? And that also holds true, you know, for the women, you know, if you see somebody, oh no, I mean, why didn't she wash up, you know, why do I always have to wash up? You just do it. Yeah? Oh, why doesn't he sweep, or why doesn't he, you know? It is all coming from our heart, from our dissatisfaction in our heart, yeah? Huh? When we see something, we do it, yeah? We go ahead and do it, yeah? No matter whose task it is, yeah? And other people, if everybody is like this, you know, I mean, it is peaceful, yeah? I mean, what is one of the suttas, you know, when the Lord Buddha, you know, came, you know, and visited three arahants who were living together, yeah? How do you get along, he asked. I mean, whoever comes first, you know, he puts out the spittoons or he puts out the mat, and the next come, he, you know, he pours the water, you know, he gets the water, and the next come, whoever comes first, yeah? No, it's his task, it's that task. This is completely Western mind thinking, you know, and we have to get rid of it, yeah? I understand that we have been educated, trained like this, you know, for how many years, you know, but we have to get rid of it, yeah? We see something that needs to be done and then we do it. We go ahead and do it, yeah? I mean, we see it when sweeping, you know, I mean, yeah, this leaf, why doesn't it go away? You know, our anger comes up, you know, instead of going down, you know, and picking it up, you know, 5 minutes, you know, yeah, you try to sweep it away. It's the same kind, you know. Huh? The problems arise in our own heart, you know, they are not with the others. Huh? Whatever we see in the others is just a mirror of ourselves. I really want you to understand that. Yeah? It really, you know, I mean, we are community and we should, you know, we should be, you know, we should be according to the example that the arahants, you know, in the sutta of the Lord Buddha when he asked how they get along, yeah? I mean, everything was peaceful. Nobody said, oh, he should do this, why he doesn't, you know, he always comes late, you know, and doesn't help with this or doesn't help with that. No. Whoever comes first does this, you know, then he comes, the next comes and does this and does this. So it is a community free of, yeah, free of agitation, yeah. And we should train like this, yeah. I mean, it's especially for the Westerners. I mean, normally you don't have this trouble with Thai people. I mean, when you live with Thai monks, and I lived long enough with Thai monks, yeah, I mean, there's never this question. Even if there are some people, you know, who don't like to do, you know, the others don't mind, yeah? They just do it for them, yeah? It is especially, you know, Western thinking, yeah? And I had to train myself, you know, I mean, I was, you know, I was educated just the same way, yeah? I had to train myself, yeah? But to getting angry at other people, you know, this is not right, yeah? Understand that. And the other thing is, I want it to be like this, I want it to be like that, I don't want it like this, I don't want it like that. Huh? I came here to meditate, I didn't come here, you know, to clean the monastery, yeah? Or to do this or do that, yeah? We live in a community, we live in a monastery, and we take care of the monastery, whatever needs to be done. Huh? I just don't have words for it. Maybe I haven't talked for it for a while, yeah? I mean, there are three requirements, you know, if we keep the five precepts, we keep, you know, we keep the 227 rules, the Samanin keeps the 10 rules, you know, and the Mitis and the lay people keep the 8 rules, yeah? And after that, generosity, and that is helping out. Yeah, if you see something, generosity. It's not only the generosity of giving money. Huh? It's the generosity of giving oneself, you know, without questions asked, without expecting that somebody helps us. Huh? And we have to train this and train this and train this. Huh? Generosity. Then the next thing is respect. Yeah, I mean, we have to respect every person. I mean, people who come here are normally good people, you know, so please respect them, yeah? And we can even respect the worst kind of people because he has been born as a human being. That already, you know, makes our respect, yeah? He's worth our respect because he has become a human being, yeah? We don't look down on others who behave badly, you know, and... Don't give them the respect. Their respect, you know, just like animals, they have to be respected, yeah? And it is one of the key features, yeah? And the other thing, huh? Being grateful. Everything is given to us, huh? Everything is given to us. But we don't want to give, yeah? Everything, the food is given us, the ropes are given to us, everything, yeah? Everything, you know, here in the monastery that we live in, the kutis are given to us, yeah? Whatever we need is given to us. Gratitude, yeah? Huh? Somebody, you know, I mean, even gratitude, I mean, there is such a nice story, you know, about, Sariputta, yeah? Huh? Sariputta never forgot that somebody, a lay person, you know, gave him this. He was always grateful for that. And we come here, you know, after 2 months, you know, we think we deserve. Huh? We don't deserve anything. In German, I would have said dreck. We don't deserve any dirt, yeah? No, we don't deserve only our karma. That's the only thing that we deserve. Whatever karma we have in store, yeah? Whatever karma we brought in this life, you know, I mean, this is what we deserve. And this is what we have the right to, but we don't need the right to because it will come automatically, yeah? Everything else we don't have any right to, yeah? And I really want to make it very clear, yeah? We don't have any right to anything, yeah? Whatever, you know, whatever we deserve is because of our karma that we deserve it. Yeah? Generosity, gratitude, you know, and respect are the three things, you know, including together with the five precepts, you know, or with our precepts, you know, 227, 10 and 8, yeah. This is the path, you know, to heaven. Yeah. And when we think about the path, you know, to the end of dukkha, I mean, we first have to enter Sotapanna. What is Sotapanna? The stream entry. A stream entry, where is he reborn? He's reborn in heaven and he's reborn, you know, in the human realm. So, I mean, he has to have these qualities and we have to develop these qualities to the fullest, yeah? I mean, we can't get a soda panna if we don't have gratitude, if we don't have respect, yeah? And if we don't have, you know, enough generosity. People forget that, you know, they want to meditate. The Western is meditate, yeah? And they don't get anywhere, yeah? Because they forget about these basic training things, yeah? I mean, these things, you know, Lungta Mahabua hardly talked about it, because these things are, you know, predominant to Asian cultures, yeah? Having respect, you know, for the people, you know, being generous, you know, it is predominant to the Asian cultures, but it is missing in the West, yeah? I mean, when we look at our society, yeah? Huh? I take this, I want this, you know, if you don't give me, you know, I fight you, yeah? Huh? And then we fight the battle in court, you know, or we fight it here, you know, fight it there, yeah? It's not our right, you know, whatever is our right is that what comes from our karma, yeah? I came here to meditate, I didn't come here, you know, to clean up, you know, or do this job or do that job, yeah? Listen to the talks that I gave, you know, when I took three people, you know, they're quite experienced meditators, to a cave, just for 3 months, huh? How did they fare? Huh? Have you listened to these talks? 2009. Listen to this. March 2009. I mean, they all went nuts. There, they had nothing else to do than meditate. And what did we have for panna? Yeah? It was coffee. That was the only luxury that we ever had. Yeah? Nothing else. Yeah? After 2 months, you know, I mean, they started to get berserk. Yeah? They couldn't take it. And now the people think, I want to meditate, you know, sit under the tree, you know, and then do this, yeah? Huh? I guarantee after 3 weeks the Kilesas come and cut your head off, yeah? I want this, I'm not happy with this tree, I'm not happy with this location, there's too much noise, there's too much heat, there's too much this, there's too much that, I don't have this, I don't have that, yeah? And you think, you know, you can deal with this? No. I'm pretty sure that you can't deal with it, huh? You have to learn it here, yeah? You have to learn it into a monastery, you know, where you face all these problems, you know, how to deal with these problems, yeah? How to deal with the anger that is inside, yeah? You have to learn how to deal with this, yeah? Or the anxiety, or the fear, or whatever, yeah? Because it all arises inside our heart, yeah? Yeah? So we get calm, yeah, we have enough time, you know, even if you do some of the chores, yeah, we have enough time, you know, at least six, you know, if you have a duty, at least 6 to 8 hours, you know, to do practice, yeah. But then I'm so tired, yeah. You're so tired because, I mean, all the time you were fighting against the duties. You didn't want to do them. And then, of course, you're tired, huh? If you do it with a happy heart, just like the Thais do it, you know, I mean, but where's the problem? You're not tired afterwards. But if you constantly fight, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that, I don't want to be responsible for that, I don't want to be responsible for that, yeah? And then of course you're tired. I mean, we do that in the West, you know, I mean, why are we, you know, so tired, you know, when we come back from home, yeah? People in Thailand, I saw it, you know, maybe now it has changed, you know, it was 25 years ago. I mean, they were singing at work. They enjoyed, you know, even when they're working in a factory. Huh? And what do we do? We come with a, you know, with a face, you know, that hangs down to the floor, yeah? I don't want to work, yeah? I mean, it's the attitude, yeah? It's the attitude that is wrong. We have to change this attitude within our heart. We have to change the views and opinions in our heart and let go of it, yeah? And sooner or later, you know, I mean, if your practice is going well, yeah, there will be a point, yeah, or there will be a door, yeah, and in the front of the door, it is just like it is written. You have to get rid of all your knowledge. If you don't get rid of all your knowledge, you can't pass through this door. Yeah? And the moment you pass through it, you know, you get back some of your knowledge, but you see it is all useless. It didn't help you to get to this point. Huh? That was, Lungta Mahabua knew that why he didn't have any library in the monastery. Yeah? I mean, it is useless, you know, to read these books. It is useless. We read only one book, and that book is called Our Heart. And because it is so difficult to get access to our heart, that's why we do all these things. You know, we do this, and we do that, and we do that, yeah. We don't want to get, yeah. And it is, you know, it can be frightening. What did I say last time? You know, I'm in the beginning, you know, all the shit that we put in our heart, you know, I mean, it's coming up, of course, if we open the door to our heart, yeah? Whatever is stored in our heart, you know, it will come up. And we have to learn to deal with this. I mean, we put it down because we didn't like it. We didn't like to see it, yeah? All these things that we suppressed over our lifetime, you know, not only this lifetime, but also, you know, also earlier occurrence from previous lives, you know, come up, yeah? When you really go down into your heart, yeah? And you have to deal with them, you have to look at them, you know, and let them go, yeah? And take them out of the heart until the heart is clean, yeah? And then you can scrub it, and then you make it, you know, you remove all these spots, you know, that are still, or you wipe the windows, you know, so that they are clear, you know, they're full of dust, yeah. But first of all, you have to take out all these bad things, you know, all these things that you suppressed, yeah. And the older you are, the more you have suppressed, you know, in this life, yeah. You have to deal with these things, yeah? And these are the things that make you unhappy, dissatisfied, and that's why you latch onto other people. Huh? That's where the anger comes up, yeah, because, I mean, huh? Because your heart is not clean. If the heart is clean, what does it worry about other people? Huh? And let me worry about, you know, I mean, if I see something wrong. Huh? Don't worry about, you know, the others. You are there responsible for yourself and nobody else, yeah? That should be a clean point, yeah? Hmm? Always notice it. Yeah? And please do your reflection, because only then can you see what is going on in your heart. The daily reflection, yeah? I mean, just go pass through the day, you know, in the beginning, you know, because it takes a long time. I mean, pass through the main points, yeah? And then after a while, you can go to the more detailed and more detailed points, yeah? To see what is going on in your heart, because it creates a problem. All the things, you know, that are stored in the heart, yeah? Malung Dhammapo said, the heart is the prime mover, yeah? I mean, if the heart is completely satisfied, and we see that in samadhi, it is happy, it doesn't want anything. Isn't that strange when you come out of samadhi, you suddenly want all these things, yeah? You're not satisfied with this, you're not satisfied with that, you want this and you want that, yeah? But before, you know, you were happy, yeah? Because the heart, you know, was at peace, yeah? But the moment you come out of samadhi, the heart is not at peace, you know, it is thrown in, you know, or thrown around by the kilesas, you know, constantly wanting, yeah. When you're in samadhi, the kilesas are out, yeah. Huh? They cannot come into this room, what is called samadhi, yeah. And so when you go out, you know, it is like, you know, you have a special, you know, your family, you have a special room for yourself, you know, you lock it inside, and all the kids, you know, all your relatives cannot come in, yeah? But the moment you go out, they swarm at you, yeah? Or just like now, omelette, you know, I mean our dog, you know, whenever you come close to him, boom, 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 yeah? He bites you and things like that, yeah? So please remember this, yeah? It is really important to get down and clean out the heart, yeah? If you have a problem with somebody else, it is within you. Huh? Is it clear? Huh? Then first solve the problem in your heart, yeah? And then if you really solve the problem in your heart, if you see somebody else doing something wrong, you have metta with him. Huh? And that is a clear indication that you have solved your own problem. So much energy to need it to drive it in, yeah? I mean, I've done all these things, that's why I know it, you know? I mean, it took years, you know, to clean my heart, yeah? And it took, you know, a lot of, you know, patience and endurance, you know, I mean, to not fall for the tricks of the kilesas who want to tell me this is right, this is wrong, and yeah. Because it's all right. It's all wrong. Yeah? Even if they tell you it's right. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. Yeah? Generosity, gratitude. Yeah? Be grateful for the opportunity that is given to you to stay here in this monastery. Yeah? It is not your right to stay here. We don't have a right to anything else than our karma. So be grateful for every day, you know, be grateful in the morning that the people, oh, I don't want this food, oh, I don't want this, oh, I don't want this, yeah. I mean, what kind of attitude is this for, especially for a monk, you know, or especially for a lay person who practice here? What kind of attitude? I don't want this, I don't want this, you know, I mean, this is too complicated. No, Be grateful for the things that are offered, even if you don't need them. That is extremely difficult, I don't need this. Now, the lay people come, you know, and give us things, you know, that we, most of the time, we really don't need it, you know. So you accept it with an open heart, And then you can decide, you know, what you can do with it, But no, I don't want, Or I want this, you know, and this is not coming, Same thing, I. Remember what the Lord Buddha said, Being a single soldier, fighting the whole army is easier than to fight oneself, And you all want to do it on your own, With your own, The self wants to fight self, I mean, good luck with that. I know it is, this is better. This I should do. I mean, who tells you all these things, The Dhamma is there in the heart, and this, I mean, we have to dig a well, into our heart, so that we can live off, the Dhamma that is in our heart. We cannot just store, I mean, quite a few Westerners, I install the Dhamma in their head, and then, it's memory. Has nothing to, it's not life, it's dead, It's not really alive. This Dhamma is not alive. The Dhamma that comes out of the heart is alive, and it is 100% opportune for this moment, or right for this moment. That's why we need to train, to have an open heart, to have sati, to know what is going on. Sati is not mindfulness. Sati is knowingness. Knowing what is going on in the heart, knowing, what we see, knowing what you hear, not in terms of labeling, but knowing there's a sound, knowing that there's a sight, and knowing, what is going, what the heart is doing out of it, making out of it, This is the sati that we need, And this sati shows us everything, And when we have sati, we don't have any problem with anything at all, Because listen to what Lungta Mahabho said, The moment you have sati, there are no kilesas. So I mean, we can be absolutely mindful, but full of kilesas, But we cannot have, we cannot have kilesas when there is sati. This, I mean, when I heard first this, when he said it, it struck my mind, It was so clear, it was so obvious, Oh, this is sati, Because he always talked about sati panya, sati and wisdom, knowingness and wisdom. It's not mindfulness. And the mind is full of one thing. No, sati is mind emptiness. The mind is completely empty, so it can react according to the situation, and that is always right. Understood? So, any questions? Questions? No questions? Then you can read the questions from the...
So there's a question from Phoebe. I think that's her daughter.
Doesn't matter who it is. I don't care who writes the question. I don't know them anyway. I can't remember who they are.
Oh, but it was the daughter from someone who's staying here, that's why I said.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know whose daughter stayed here.
I have a small ceramic Buddha Rupa that was given to me as a gift. The head has broken off and would be very hard to repair. What is the correct and respectful way to dispose of this statue?
Oh, to dispose of it, you know, bury it. That's what we should do with Dhamma books, you know. I mean, there are two ways how to dispose of it, you know. Dhamma books, you know, or Buddha Rupas, you know, you bury it or you burn it. Yeah? So if you can burn it, you know, burn it. You know, if you cannot burn it, you know, bury it. Yeah? That is the proper way how to dispose of these things.
And then regarding health and maintenance of the body, if someone has a life-threatening illness, how would they find the correct balance between maintaining the body and dedicating time to the practice? Does it depend on the level of the practitioner? If one is a stream mentor, for example, I guess then an early death would not be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, he gave already the answer. But even a stream mentor, you know, he still wants to live, you know. The perfect maintenance of the body is, you know, if you know what is going on in your body, yeah? I mean, I cannot say, you know, he should do this or she should do that. I can only say one thing, have sati. Yeah? And look, you know, look at the body, you know, look what is wrong with the body and then find the right treatment. Yeah. And maybe if you know, if it is a terminal illness, you know, then get acquainted with death. There are so many, you know, I mean, we know, you know, one man's poison is the other man's medicine, we say, you know. So, I mean, I cannot say what is helpful for you, yeah. You have to find it out yourself, yeah. But the best thing is, you know, like Lumpuman said, Dhamma or Sot, yeah. I mean, that is the medicine, you know, that comes through practicing, yeah. The more you practice, the more you know the heart, the better you can deal with these difficulties, yeah. And if you think, you know, you need to go to the doctor, then go to the doctor, you know. But, you know, I mean, maybe go to two or three doctors, you know, and find something out, yeah. But the best doctor is you, yeah, is within you, yeah. Because who else knows the body as well as, you know, as the citta? Nobody else, yeah. I mean, remember in commemoration, you know, what it was said, you know, I mean, what did Lungta said, you know, when ten doctors, you know, came around his bed, you know, wanted to test out this, test out that, he said, I have investigated my body, you don't need to do this, yeah? I know better than you, yeah? And of course, when you look, what are the new doctors, you know, they're learning from books, you know, and some open the bodies, you know, investigate this, investigate that, but what do they know about the citta? Huh? Anybody, you know, in the Western realm does know anything about the citta? Huh? The citta is the prime mover. If the citta goes out of the body is, yeah? It's either gone, you know, if it goes out too long, then the body dies, yeah? Because it needs somebody, it needs something to look after the body. Hmm? And that is the citta. Hmm? But if you go in deep samadhi, I mean, they can cut your, you know, they can cut your body open without you knowing it, yeah? Because you're gone, yeah? When the citta returns, it sees, oh, this body is unusable, so he finds the next birth, yeah? It's just like, you know, I mean, people go and do some marathon running, you know, or do some running, you know, around the park, you know, and they park their car, you know, and they get out, you know, and when they come back, the car is broke, you know, somebody broke, you know, the car, you know, I mean, smashed the car, you know, and they say, okay, car not usable, let's go and find another one, yeah? Over this attachment to this body, you know, I mean, how many bodies did we have, you know, yeah? Billions of, huh? I mean, all sorts of things, huh? We had a female body, we had a male body, you know, we had a deva body, we had, you know, we were in hell, you know, with and we were ghosts, you know, and we were animals. Huh? So what is it, yeah? It's just another vehicle, yeah? Or car, you know, whatever you want to call it, yeah? So don't fret about this body too much, yeah? It's just, yeah? look at it, you know, if you can't decide it, you know, get the help of doctors, but, you know, evaluate, you know, their, what they say to you, because they throw dice, you know, huh? Sometimes it's correct, you know, and sometimes it's not correct. Yeah? Yeah, and sometimes we listen too much to other people, yeah? I mean, we know by ourselves, you know, what is good for us, yeah? And then this person comes, oh, yeah, you should go. Oh, that person comes, oh, you should do this. Oh, yeah? And then we forget, you know, the language of our heart, what our heart told us. Huh? And then we do unnecessary things. Okay, next question.
Why is it like sometimes we feel not like socializing, not like talking to anyone or visiting any relatives or anyone? When such feelings come, we feel just like being in our own world.
Yeah.
How do we tackle this outside world? I guess, like, how do we keep interacting?
There is no, I mean, I understand sometimes we just don't want to have any contact with anybody, you know, and I really enjoyed it, you know, not having contact with anybody, you know, being in a cave for four months alone, yeah, not seeing anybody, not talking to anybody, yeah, but very few people can do that for a while, yeah. But I also know, you know, I mean, yeah, I always was, as long as you yourself are in solitude, yeah, then it doesn't matter, you know, if there are other people, yeah? If you have sati, if you have samadhi, yeah? Then it doesn't really matter if you go outside, yeah? You go into solitude, you know, I mean, you prop up your heart, yeah? I mean, you make it really calm and peaceful, yeah? And then you go out, yeah? And then when you go out, you know, and have to socialize with this person or that person, and then you see your heart reacting, yeah? After that, you know, in the evening you do a reflection, and what was going on? Because that it is not necessary to react, yeah? That is the only solution I have for this problem, yeah? I mean, if your heart is completely calm, you know, I mean, no matter if you're alone or if you're with people, you know, I mean, you're still calm, yeah? But if you feel oppressed by these other people, then this oppression is within yourself, yeah? And then you have to look at it, yeah? What oppresses you? And it is, you know, I want to be alone. I mean, I just talked about it. I want to be alone. I want to be alone. I want to be meditating. You know, this is oppressing you, yeah? You have to get rid of this oppression, yeah? And that is within you. The problems are within you, yeah? But the best thing, you know, in this situation is, you know, to make your heart calm and then go out and see what is happening. Don't just run out in your old programs, yeah? Huh? I mean, you remember I said, you know, we have to deprogram ourselves. We are robots, yeah? We have programmed our whole life, you know? If I see this person, I react like this. If I see that person, I react like this. Huh? I mean, this program has to go, yeah? And everybody of us knows it, yeah? When we went home, you know, and saw our mother, boops. We were the child again. When we saw our father, we were another child. When we saw, you know, our uncles, you know, relatives, and then we were this person. When we saw our boss, then we were that person, yeah? I mean, these are all programs that are not healthy, yeah? Because they don't see the situation, yeah? If we have sati, you know, if we are calm, then we can meet people that we hated, you know, on a completely different level and see, you know, I mean, he isn't as bad as I thought. He has quite some good qualities, yeah? Huh? Let's learn from these good qualities. But our programs don't allow that, yeah? And that's what we have to work on, yeah? So get calm, yeah? In solitude, get calm, and then when you go out, you know, I mean, see what you're doing, you know, in the evening or later on, reflect about what happened, yeah? And see and look at the problems where they are in the heart, yeah? And don't blame it on other people. You are the one to blame. Okay?
Okay, so the next question is, recently I've been involved in a discussion where I stated that blaming the external environment is wrong.
What? Blaming?
The external environment is wrong.
Yeah.
And my point was that people often say that the environment made them act in a certain way, but this is purely their responsibility for acting wrongly, and the environment is not to blame. It doesn't matter in what kind of environment you're born. What matters is the most. What matters the most is the realization of the Four Noble Truths. Being rich or poor doesn't matter, because in any way you will suffer. From my understanding, even being socially engaged and trying to change the world for better doesn't really do anything, because people will still suffer and samsara will not change. So what matters the most is the what matters the most is the practice of Dhamma. Keeping the precepts, sense restraint, solitude.
Yeah, where's the question? I mean, I agree with what he says, you know. I mean, where's the question, you know? I mean, does he want to make, you know, make him look, you know, like he's very intelligent, you know, or very wise person? Yeah, where's the question?
However, I was told that I'm just very privileged, entitled, with no compassion for thinking that way, and sanghas exist for a reason.
No compassion?
Yeah, so he was told that he's just very privileged and has no compassion for the world.
No compassion for the world? Why?
People were saying that because that was his opinion, people were telling him, you just don't have compassion for the world.
Yeah, I mean, my father told that to me, yeah. I said, you know, if you think like this, you know, I mean, it's your problem, not my problem. Yeah, I mean, what can I say? Yeah, my mother said, you know, when I wanted to ordain, you go to hell. I said, you know, I mean, if hell is like this, you know, I mean, I love to go to hell. Yeah. My father said, you know, I mean, you're a beggar, you know, I can't, you know, you're a mendicant, not even mendicant, you're a beggar, you're asocial. You said, okay, if you think like this, you know, I mean, that is your opinion. I mean, and you have a right to your opinion. Huh? But it didn't touch me. Huh? If it touches him, then he has a problem. Yeah? But thinking and acting is differently, yeah? I mean, what he says is correct, but if he acts according to what he says, then it's okay. Yeah? And if it hits him that he has no compassion, then maybe he doesn't have any compassion. You understand? If somebody says something, you know, people, you know, I mean, people told me, you know, you're full of shit, you know, I mean, yes, I am full of shit, you know, I mean, according to him, I'm full of shit, yeah. And I said, you know, why do you think this way, yeah? Tell me, you give me your reasons why you think, yeah. But if I'm full of shit, you know, I would react differently. I would throw the shit that he throws at me back, yeah, and said, you are full of shit as well, yeah. So if something reacts within my heart, you know, if somebody says, you know, I'm arrogant, I said, yes, I can see why people think I'm arrogant, yeah. I can completely understand that, because, I mean, my way of saying things are so clear cut, you know, there's no wiggling around, you know, so then they think, you know, this person is arrogant, you know. I can understand that, yeah. But I have no problem with this, because I know I'm not arrogant, yeah. And I'm not conceited as well, yeah. So if something hits him, then he has to work on that, yeah. Is that his question or what?
So his question was if he has wrong view for thinking like that, or if it's actually quite...
I mean, it is always wrong view, yeah. No matter how you think, yeah? But it is, you know, at least it is going in the right direction. And what I said, you know, if something, you know, if other people blame him, yeah, for this or that, or, you know, accuse him of this or that, yeah, if it hits his heart, yeah, if there is a reaction to it in his heart, then he has to be grateful to these people who told him, you know, because then he can work on it, yeah? Okay?
There's a last question. So if a person donates his whole wealth and possessions and goes back to his family house from the last place where he resided, and if he will get rejected by his parents and siblings, what should that person do to survive, apart from becoming a beggar in the street? Well, in this case, he assumes that he's unable to find work because the economy is not running very well.
Yeah, I mean, why did he disrobe?
No, he just donated his whole wealth and possessions.
Oh. I mean, the Lord Buddha also donated his whole, he even donated once his kingdom, yeah, to somebody else. But then he went into seclusion. So, I mean, he has to find, you know, I mean, he has to find a way, you know, I mean, how to practice, yeah. Because otherwise, you know, there's no value to what he's doing, yeah. Except you know, having a lot of generosity, yeah, developing a lot of generosity. Yeah, if he's you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, it is, yeah, the only way for him, yeah. I mean, why are we mendicants? Because we gave up all our possessions, yeah. But we had something else. We had the Dhamma, yeah. So he has to look for the Dhamma, yeah. Or he has to be a recluse, you know. I mean, live, you know, and see, you know. I mean, if he, you know, beggar, I wouldn't call this a beggar. I would call it a mendicant, yeah. Somebody who lives on the food, you know. I mean, even the Christian monks at the time used to be mendicants, yeah. They weren't beggars, you know. I mean, they were mendicants living off, you know, the generosity of other people, yeah. But the most important thing, if he does it like this, you know, I mean, he has to look for something, yeah? He doesn't, yeah, I mean, what am I going to do if I don't have any more wealth? Yeah? I mean, yes, I cannot live in this world, so I have to find some way, you know, being in the forest, you know, living from the fruits of the trees, yeah? Or, you know, going to a monastery, you know, being a lay people or ordaining as a monk or even in the Christian tradition, you know, whatever, yeah? So, the first step, you know, some people, you know, do the first step and don't think about the second step. Né? I mean, you have to have a second step before you do the first step. Né? I've seen so many people, you know, wanted to give up everything, you know, and then after 3 months they realized the bhikkhu life is nothing for them, you know, I mean, and then they had nothing left. Huh? So when they came and asked me, I said, don't, you know, leave it, you know, leave it aside, you know, and you know, yeah. And after a while you can decide to give it away, yeah, if you're happy with this kind of life. Yeah? A strange family anyway, so. I mean, why wouldn't they accept him, yeah? I mean, you know, a mother and a father always accept their child, yeah. Unless you know, they had a big fight, you know, or what? I don't know.
Yeah, he's asking if it was bad karma. That he's asking him to give away all the wealth, and then that his
no, that is not bad karma.
That his family is not accepting him back.
That his family is not accepting him back. Yeah, I mean that bad karma. This is karma. Yeah, and suddenly, yeah.
And he's also asking if, do you think he will receive any aid from society or through the good merits that he accumulated through good karmic actions by donating in this lifetime?
So not in this lifetime, but in the next lifetime. Yeah. I mean, he has to live from the karma that he has done in the previous life. Yeah. I mean, we chant that, you know, every evening chant. We live off the karma, you know, that we have done from the previous life. We are born because of our karma. We die because of our karma. We are the relatives of our karma. And whatever we have, you know, is born of our karma, yeah? So, I mean, it is part of his karma, you know? Yeah? I mean, the best thing for him, you know? I mean, go to a country that are a little bit more friendly. I mean, the Western countries are not the most friendly countries, you know? I mean, you're looked down as a beggar, but you know, if you go to India or if you go to Asia or Thailand, you know, I mean, it is a very different story, yeah? But, I mean, there's a very interesting story, you know, there was a 70 years old woman, you know, from Germany coming, yeah? I mean, she was not treated very well in Germany, but the moment, you know, the moment she came to Bandar, you know, I mean, everybody invited her in, you know, try this, you know, or try this, you know. I mean, she got all, when you go in a certain place, you get you get some good karma. It is just like, you know, in a city, you know, you turn into the street and then only muggers and robbers, you know, I mean, waiting you. But if you turn in the other street, you know, I mean, there's a welcome party for you. Yeah? I mean, it depends on, you know, the way that we choose, yeah? We have certainly, we have so many different kinds of karma, yeah? 16 different kinds of karma and one free will, yeah? So you can have 16 choices, you know, what you do, yeah? Of course, if you make the bad choice, yeah? It is also your karma, yeah? Okay? You think it's answered? So, okay. Out of energy. Any more questions? Carlos, too, is still doing okay?
Very
good. Very, very much, yeah. So, I mean, if he decides, you know, to stay here and ordain, then you both ordain together, yeah? I have no problem, yeah. You're both about the same age, yeah? He's 44, you're 48, yeah? Lungta Mahabho, when he saw somebody, you know, I mean, he decided by himself, you know, this person can ordain now, you know, this person has to stay on. Sangha meeting about. Anyway, people do it differently, you know, and I don't look down on it, yeah. I mean, there are kindergarten, then there is, you know, then there is primary school, then there is secondary school, there is high school, and there is university, yeah. I mean, at university, things go very differently. And Lungta Mahabho also always called his monastery the Forest University. And there you can have 4 degrees, yeah? Sotapanna, Sagatagami, Anagami, Arahant, yeah? You can't have that in kindergarten. But if you've never been to kindergarten, you cannot go to university. If you haven't finished your high school, you cannot go to university, yeah? So there are certain kind of people, you know, who like to go to university but haven't finished, you know, high school. Yeah? So after a while they go back, you know, and go to high school, yeah. And then once they finish high school, they go to university. And that's the same thing, you know. And it has nothing to do with the length of staying in a monastery. It has something to do with our previous lives. How far have we gotten in our previous life, yeah? So. And I try to, you know, to keep up the same tradition as Lungta Mahabho. I like it very much, yeah. And one thing I told you in the morning, you know, I mean, if we do things, we do it quietly, and we do it with sati, yeah, and fast. Yeah? If you do it slowly, you know, all the thoughts are creeping in, yeah. Now, that's why we do it fast, silently, and with sati. You always said, and open your ears and eyes, yeah. Don't ask, you know, how is this done? Open your eyes, you know, and see how is he doing, yeah? The younger monks, you know, look at the older bhikkhus, you know, how are they doing it, yeah? Not constantly bothering him and asking, how do you do this, how do you do that? Only if you don't understand, you know, what he's doing, then you can ask questions, yeah? This is also, you know, it's also a training, you know, in Wat Papanta, yeah? Not constantly bothering, is this okay, is that okay, what shall I do with this, what shall I do with that, yeah? And observing, yeah, I mean, this sharpens our sati, observing how things are done, yeah. But if you still, you know, don't get it, you know, then you can ask, yeah. Okay? Understood? Bye.